We've been talking about remedy, and tonight's call is about our beautiful pets and pet remedy. But we need to get into the other products as well. So we'll put that on a future call to get through Base and Rev and, oh my gosh, Aura and everything we've got. It's Prime, great detox. So yes, we will add that to the agenda. We'll get into the science behind those products as well. So I'm going to go ahead and jump in. Can everyone hear me okay? Hopefully. Okay. We're going to talk remedy pet. That's why I had Coco with me. We have a cat and a dog, Jay and I do. We have 5 kids, a cat, and a dog. So we're very, very busy these days. Let me share my screen, jump in. And as Sam mentioned, we have a few people who are going to join us on this call tonight. We're excited to have them. But I'm going to take you through a short presentation first. So with no further ado, hopefully y'all can see my screen, we're going to talk remedy pet. First of all, I wanted to kind of go over some statistics about the pet industry. In the pet world, I discovered that hemp-infused products are an already estimated $200 million business. Yeah, a lot of hemp products being sold right now to pets. By 2022, they're expecting it to be a $1.16 billion business. So going from $200 million to $1.16 billion by 2022. That's showing how much market is out there that we can go after. Pet products are a lucrative market because people believe in splurging on their pets. Last year, Americans spent $33 billion on pet food and treats, according to the Nielsen research study. This is our family. We have 5 kids. You see Lucy, she's right there in the front. She's our golden retriever. Jay can pipe in here, but we think of Lucy as our 6th child, and we're not alone. In this industry, people look at pets as just an extension of their family. So, you know, when we talk about comfort and health care and happiness, our pets, they're right up there with our children. We consider that. Jay, you want to jump in?
I'll let you go, girl. You're doing great.
Okay, well, absolutely.
I'll tell you, our pets, they're family. To come home and there they are, they're wagging their tail. And the crazy thing is, even our cat, you know, she follows me around everywhere. So I think the pets like me more than everybody else. But
no, they like me first, but you're a close second for sure. So to Jay's point, our pets are just like our family, and I'm sure you can relate if you have pets in your family or you grew up with pets. You know that you're willing to spend money on them. You want to keep them happy and healthy and pain-free. So this industry is a market for us to go after. It was about 2 months ago, I believe, Jay, maybe 3 months ago, that Jay was adamant about taking our remedy product and focusing on the pet market. And since then, we've been booming. It's opened us up to a whole different conversation out there. You, as reps in the field, probably know that. You can actually start attending different shows. We'll hear from Gail in a minute, who's been attending some dog shows, and she'll share her experience. But it's a big market, and we can't keep the secret of hemp oil just to humans. It's about our pets too. So the top 2 reasons, according to research, on why a pet owner would buy hemp oil. Number 1 is for aging pets. We all know as pets age, it's harder for them to walk up the stairs, walk down the stairs, move comfortably, and we hate seeing that pain. So hemp oil has been something that has dramatically helped with mobility. Another reason people buy hemp oil for their pets is to calm them. If they're anxious, if they're jittery, this is something that eases them, relaxes them, helps them calm down a little bit. So just like it does with us as well. Some other reasons people enjoy seeing hemp oil work in their pets, that helps with arthritis. allergies, skin, anxiety, aggression. If you have a pet who's a little aggressive, hemp oil helps calm them down a little bit. Seizures, dandruff, and jitters. You know, you think about some of the things that bring on those symptoms, and that's because of common things. Like, we have a dog who, when a thunderstorm approaches, she gets crazy. She wants to hide in the pantry where there's no windows, or go into a bathroom where she feels safe. I don't know how dogs feel that instinct, but they find a safe place to go. And you know, thunderstorms are a big trigger. So what we do with our Lucy is we see the news pop up that there's a storm headed our way, and about 5 minutes before we know it's going to hit, we're reaching for our remedy pet. We're giving it to her, and I'll tell you, just to know that she can calm down and not feel like she has to hide away is a big deal for us. We're happy that we can do that for her.
So you know, sweetheart, let me add a little bit onto this. Uh-huh. One thing with Lucy, this dog, I don't understand why she's so afraid, but she is. This dog will not eat anything. You drop a chip on the floor and she'll sniff it and walk away. So kind of weird dog. When the weather gets bad, I'll just come and I'll call her. I'll say, Lucy. Now I joke. I say, get your marijuana. There's no THC in this. But anyway, she comes and she sits and lifts her head up. Like, she knows what she's going to get. She knows it makes her feel better, which is crazy that the dog actually likes it, because she knows how good she feels on it. So there'll be a thunderstorm. You look over next to me on the couch and she's asleep, which that never happened before. So anyway, I just want to kind of add to that. But it's game changer for puppies or for dogs.
Yes. And keep in mind, this is for all pets. It's not just for dogs, but certainly we can speak from the experience of having a golden retriever and sensing her anxiety when thunderstorms are coming. We also know we live at Disney, and 9 o'clock, like clockwork. In fact, I can hear them in the background right now. There's fireworks. They go off. Fireworks can scare dogs too. You may have that experience at home as well. If you can anticipate that and you can help them out with giving them some hemp oil, trips to the vet, anytime. Sometimes dogs don't like cars, you know, or going to the vet, it's traumatic to them. So if you can anticipate that, hemp oil can help out. But, you know, outside of just the occasions to give hemp oil, there's also just the opportunity to increase their overall health and wellness. And as I mentioned in the slide before, mobility issues, that's something that people are using daily with their dogs, with their cats, with other pets. In fact, that leads me into a video I want to share with you. And this video is from one of our reps who lives in London, and it's a little late for him to join us live. So we pre-recorded this. His name is Toby, and he has a story to tell about his dog, Barney. That's Barney right there. So I'm going to go ahead and see if I can play his story real quickly. You know what? I'm having technical difficulty with playing Barney's story. While I do that, let me bring Gail on. Gail, are you out there? Gail. Eva. Gail.
Yeah, I'll help her get
I unmuted.
There we go.
Awesome. Hi. Gail, we can't see you. If you could turn your video on. We'll help her through this.
Can you see now?
There you are. Yes.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
I see both of you. Everyone, we went, and there's Gambler.
Hi, Gambler.
So I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing my screen for a minute, allow you to go ahead and tell your story about your experience with Remedy Pet, and then I'm going to go ahead and bring on Toby after you speak.
Okay. All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Gail Bertrand. This is my husband, Bill.
Hi.
And this is Gambler. So about 2 months ago, we were approached by Eva and asked, she knew that my dog was having some major seizures on a daily basis. and I was contemplating putting him on medication, and I just didn't want to do it. And so she said, we just came out with a new hemp oil for pets. Would you try it? And I said, absolutely. So make a long story short, she brought it over. We started him on it. Gambler was having seizures probably 20 times a day. So we started seeing a decrease in his seizures automatically, just as soon as we started giving it to him. I can honestly say to this day, we're in Gemini because of the pet remedy, because I saw how it worked with my dog, and I have a story. As of today, Gambler is 85% decreased in his seizures. They're actually almost completely gone. So we are seeing a miracle here. I even have friends that come to my house now, and they're like, hey, wait a minute. He's not having seizures. His head's not moving. So everyone's starting to notice. So I'm just excited. This is my heart dog, just like almost everybody else's is. I have several dogs, but this baby is my heart dog. And any day longer that I can have with him to notice that he's happy and healthy. And not having problems like he was, because he was really hurting. They say seizures don't hurt, but he was miserable. And today he's not. So I have my story as Gambler, and my story with the hemp oil is amazing, because I want to share it with everyone, because I know there's someone out there that has something wrong with one of their fur babies, and we can help them with that.
That's wonderful. Eva, do you want to jump on real quick and talk about what you and Gail have partnered up in doing in terms of dog shows? Eva, are you unmuted?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, just can't see you. Would love
to see you. Well, first of all, I got to tell y'all how much fun it is to have Gail and Bill. Bill came on as a partner as well, because he saw the results. And he's really loving what has been happening. We did it. Our first dog show was a massive dog show. It was one of those dog shows that lasts 4 days. And me and Gail and her first business partner, we drove to Missouri and went to actually toured the Purina arena. It just happens to match. And Gail, if I get some of this wrong, be unmuted and correct me. But we got an awesome space. It pays to know Gail Bertrand when it comes to the dog show world. She currently holds, because of her love for Pomeranians and just painstakingly detail-oriented woman when it comes to doing everything that's best for her dogs. That's why she's so sought after. She has more championship dogs, Pomeranian dogs, than any one person in the world. So it's just exciting to even have her on the team. And because people know her name, and most everybody knows Gambler as well, because he's the one who made her famous, but she's got other famous dogs too. But Gambler was a champion. I wish you guys could see the pictures of these things. It was a lot of fun seeing the other Pomeranians there and what they look like in their glory. As you look at Gambler, you can tell that he's with that seizure disorder. It's flycatcher disorder, where he's constantly acting like he's biting flies. And you see him now, and he's not doing that jerky thing all the time. I mean, it's just been an amazing journey. At the show, we were holding Gambler and showing Gambler, and made people, made it more approachable. But when people would approach our stand, where we had a picture of Gambler and the pet remedy and the regular remedy, we simply introduced ourselves to them, shook their hand, and asked them, do you have any experience with hemp oil or CBD? Are you familiar with it? And it just started a conversation. And that, by the end of Saturday afternoon, there was at least seven that I know of handlers that brought their show dogs before they were showing them for a major competition over to our stand, just to see if it would work, how their dog would do. And it all started with just one lady who was willing to come over, and she was in tears, And she said, I asked her what was wrong. I said, is there anything, can I pray for you? You know, because she was distraught and she was just so sad because her dog had just really freaked out. And he's a new dog, freaked out on the during the show. And she said that she came over to me out of desperation. She was hoping that, you know, we would give it to her dog. She was getting ready to show it again on a different stage. And if there was, you know, if we could give him hemp oil and would it work? And I didn't make any promises. We don't do that, but we do say that we've seen a lot of success with it. It won't hurt him to try it. So if you're willing, yeah, let me just give him a couple of drops and see what he does. And I gave her some hemp oil and prayed with her first. And then I gave her dog some hemp oil. And then when she came back to the table, well, what we heard was, I didn't see her come back yet because we were manning the booth and walking around as well. But what happened was she told some other people what we did. Oh, she placed second, by the way. I wish we could get her testimony on here. And then some other people, one by one, we sampled 7 show dogs. And we sold a lot more product than that. We sold well over $1,000 worth of product. And here's the cool thing I wanted to share with you, and then I'm done, Stacy. We sold more remedy for adults than we did pet remedy. It was just cool.
That's great. Gail and Bill, do you have anything else you want to mention after hearing Eva talk about the dog shows? Anything else you want to add?
Do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, I have a pretty good testimony I can give. It'll take about a minute.
Yes, take it.
My mother-in-law owns a 5-pound Pomeranian. He thinks he's about a 100-pound pit bull. You walk in his house and he starts chewing your ankle off and barking and won't come anywhere near you. And we had to make a trip up there the other day, about a 2-hour trip. And first thing Gail did was give him some hemp oil. And about an hour later, he's just in a daze. He's having a great, his whole entire attitude changed. He was letting people hold him and pet him and love on him. And he stayed that way all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, we also have a testimony I'm going to go ahead and play here from Toby, but let's say goodbye to Gambler real quickly. Can you show Gambler one more time? Hello, Gambler. Oh, you're beautiful.
And look at his clothes. He's got the Gemini logo.
Oh, I love it. He is adorable. Good work, you guys. Good work in spreading the word about pet remedy. That's awesome. Okay, I'm going to go back to sharing my screen now that I've found Toby's video recorded message. I'm going to share that with you right now. Here is Toby, guys. Toby's from London, as I mentioned. He pre-recorded this message for us.
Hello, everyone. You've joined me today. I'm sitting with my friend Barney. Now, if you've seen some of my posts over the last few weeks, you will have seen that I have been very worried about him because he's been diagnosed with having a tumour of both his liver and his gallbladder. And we thought we were going to lose him about a week ago. So what I did is raced up here and got the remedy oil on his little biopsy here and underneath the tongue sublingually, as well as in his food. And he has made such a wonderful recovery. I mean, this is a dog that's come from a very anxious place early in his life. But he looked anxious. Well, you don't, do you? So we went to the vet the other day and got his blood work done. And his levels are very normal. From going from where we were thinking about what life would be without him to the fact that we've got probably a few more months with him. So I just wanted to make a small video today when I'm in his company and just share that out. Do you have a special little guy or girl in your life that you would like to be less anxious and just more comfortable as they get older? Anyway, we're going to get back to having a bit of a cuddle and I'm going to give them a bit of a treatment in a minute. But thank you for joining us. Bye.
So that's Toby and that's Barney. And we hear these stories all the time, everyone. You know, the fact that we can take our pets out of a state of chaos, out of a state of anxiety, out of a state that is disruptive, and allow them to be loved, allow you to experience, you know, what it really is like to be a pet owner, share that love, get that love. So we're real happy that the Remedy Pet relaxes and takes them out of that anxiety. And then you, Toby just mentioned he had some blood work done. It's actually showing scientifically that it's helping heal. So say some prayers for Barney. He's going through a rough end to his life, but the fact that it's being extended right now and he's in comfort is a big plus. So thank you, Toby, for sharing that. I'm gonna go back into my presentation and show you a little bit more about what you'll see on the label for Remedy Pet. We have suggested use. Of course, not all pets are the same. What we recommend is that you look at their weight and figure out the dosage based on their weight. So if you have a pet who's 0 to 10 pounds, the recommended daily dose is 0.25 milliliters. If you've paid attention to our science about our hemp oil, you know that that can stay in their system up to 12 hours. Generally speaking, they're going to feel it within 5 to 6 minutes. I'm hoping, am I sharing my screen, everyone? I just want to make sure I'm not sharing my screen. Sorry, guys. Let me just go back to that. Here's my screen again. So this may look familiar to you. This is what's on the label of Remedy Pet. It shows you dosage. It shows you dosage by weight, as I just mentioned. You can see 0 to 10, 11 to 30, 31 to 65, and then 66 and over. Now, I just was saying, remember what you've learned about the science of our hemp oil is that the nanoemulsion in it, the nanotechnology in it, allows it to actually go all the way into your bloodstream at an average of 93 to 97%. So what little they take should really have a good effect on it, but it's always trial by error. And you know this too from experiencing Remedy hemp oil for yourself. You can start off small in dosage. If you need more, you can add more to it. So this is the recommended dosage for pets based on how much they weigh. Generally speaking, we recommend twice a day, so every 12 hours. Here's a helpful slide I put together. There's so much hemp oil out there in the pet market. You saw my earlier slides that it's a booming business, and so many people are out there getting into the business, but they're not all equal. And when it comes to your pets, they can't talk to you and tell you how they're feeling. So make sure that you're scrutinizing what you're buying. Make sure that quality matters and science matters. And so when it comes to choosing hemp oil, we have some tips. Those tips are, look at the label. Look to see, are there fillers, are there preservatives in the hemp oil? Look to see that it's organic, that it's GMP certified. GMP means good manufacturing practice, that it's in a controlled lab, so it's secure and it's safe when it's packaging and processing. Also look for third-party lab testing. I mean, you do it for yourself, why wouldn't you do it for your pets? And then, of course, the dosage instructions. Make sure there is dosage instructions. Now, we at Remedy Pet, we have all this covered, but it's always helpful to kind of have that in the back of your mind as you're talking to people. And they're saying, oh yeah, I tried this hemp oil on my pet. Make sure you ask them these questions. Is there lab testing behind it? Is there science behind it? Have you looked at the label? Is it organic? Those are really important questions that you can ask of others and know confidently that your Remedy Pet is good on all these departments. So that takes us to the end. It's been fun talking about pets. It's one of my favorite topics, and I'm sure it's one of your favorites too. I'm gonna go ahead and turn it back over to Samantha and let Samantha take it from here.
That was so exciting. I knew that you know, Remedy Pet was incredible, but Gail, like, what a testimony. So I don't, can you guys see this poll that's up right now? Oh yes, you can. So I tried out a new feature. So I know when I was on the other side and I was a distributor, the second pet Remedy Pet came out, I called all the local vets. I pulled up Google Maps and called every single one of them, all the local feed stores. They have to be less than 5 locations. And every single one wanted to talk to me about it, wanted to set up an event, wanted to have me come table. So this is just kind of an idea for you all. How can you take this information that you heard tonight and translate it into growing your business? So I'll leave you guys off on that note. If you need more educational material and want to feel more confident, or you're going to pick up the phone tomorrow, that's awesome. We want to hear about your successes. And thank you all tonight for tuning in. Until next time, have a great night, everybody. And thank you so much. I'll let you finish the poll.
Good night, everyone. Great job, y'all.
Thanks, guys. And I'll share the results after the call as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Look at that. 19. Not yet, but I will now. I love you guys. 15 of you. Okay, good. And if you need help or motivation, you call me. I'll give you motivation all day. So will Eva. So will Gail. So will Stacey. We're all here to support you. Have a good night, guys.